I first became involved with Iditarod back when I was about 6 or 7 years old, when we used to park teams around the school. And I'm 33, so it's been about 20 years maybe, 25. I've started out as a dog parker, parking dog teams, getting their straw and their hay dogs, dog bags. And then I've worked my way up to a night shift checker. So I do the graveyard all night, and I've been doing that for numerous of years now. This year, it's the 50th Iditarod this year, and I'm training my kids. They're 14 and 15. I got 2 younger babies. I got some future checkers. I got them parking dog teams tonight. I am here today and involved with Iditarod because I've always loved helping. I've always been a volunteer. I grew up doing it. It's kind of like in my blood, so to speak. Anywhere I go, I'll go to another checkpoint and help out if needed. But it's just something I enjoy doing. One of my most memorable Iditarod experiences was when I got to ride with Ed Eaton back in 2004. Got to be an Iditarider. Man, that was a blast. I had so much fun. Didn't know the school was doing a drawing for the kids that was eligible to be an Iditarider. And I was in McGrath on a school trip at Traditions Week, and they came up to me in class and said they needed to talk to me, and I thought I got in trouble. And they told me I was going to Anchorage with my parents. I was chosen to be an Iditarider, and I was just like, woo! Heck yeah, I'm going to town, guys. Peace out. I've always cherished that. Me and Ed have taken years back and forth every time he came in over at my uncle Nick Petruska and my auntie Olene's restaurant when they used to have it. We would buy burgers back and forth, buy each other burgers. Became one of our things to do. Yeah. Sure miss Ed. What I know for sure in life is I'm always going to be here as a volunteer. One year, if I ever get to be a dog trainer for a dog kennel, would be awesome if I could, eventually get into one, come through my home village as an Iditarod musher. That would be so cool.